Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this dreary, dreary Monday, but we should be used to it. Monday, July the 18th, 2022, 13 minutes past the hour, 69 degrees and cloudy skies here in Marion. Want to get back to our conversation, but there are two stories here that I want to get through this morning, because one does have the LaRue tie to Jim Thorpe, so I'm going to read this quickly here this morning. It's been over a century, but Olympic athlete Jim Thorpe will finally be recognized for his sporting dominance. On Friday, the International Olympic Committee announced they will reinstate Thorpe as the sole Olympic champion in the decathlon of the 1912 Olympic Games in Stockholm. Thorpe was stripped of the gold medals in 1913 after the Amateur Athletic Union, which was eventually replaced by the United States Olympic Committee, ruled that Native American track and field athlete, had broken the rules of amateurism. At the time, Hugo K. Weislander was named the gold medalist in the decathlon as a result. So apparently they have overturned this. And Thorpe is now named as the rightful winner of the gold medals. Now their statement was, "We welcome the fact that thanks to the great engagement of Bright Path Strong, a solution could be found. This is the most exceptional and unique situation which has been addressed by the extraordinary gesture of fair play from the National Olympic Committee's concern," IOC President Thomas Bach said in a statement. Because apparently what's going to happen is, I guess they will share the title. It's very interesting. We love to talk about Jim Thorpe because of the things he did. But I don't know. Is this... Jim Thorpe died in 1953. So I doubt his daughter is even still alive. It took them this long to do it. My goodness gracious. Does anybody have anything to say about the whole Jim Thorpe situation? I find that fascinating. Is that really, have any connection to Jim Thorpe, is that satisfying that now in 2022 his medals have been returned? And by the way, why he has a connection to Marion County is for a brief period, two seasons, 1922 to 1923, he played for and coached the Oorang Indians, making LaRue, Ohio, the smallest town ever to have been the home of an NFL franchise. And I think that's a fun story. But I just don't know about this whole Jim Thorpe thing. It took over 100 years. 1912 is when the Olympic Games that Jim Thorpe should have won, or did win, the two gold medals were bestowed, and then they were yanked a year later in 1913. Now, here, I mean, the man's life was pretty well... I'm not going to say his life was ruined, but it didn't look good. that he had these medals stripped away from him. And now here we are almost 110 years later. Well, 110 years after the Olympic Games, 109 years after they stripped him of the medals, reversing it. Hey, it only took a century for us to reverse that. Does anybody have any feeling about this? It's kind of funny because he's one of these guys like President Harding and Norman Thomas and Marilyn Meskey. He's always had a tie to this particular area because of the Oorang Bang and the Oorang Indians and LaRue, and they've always had a special feeling for him and LaRue, Jim Thorpe, and I know Bob Whitman did a book on him, and is this satisfying? Was this even covered by any major news source? Has anybody seen any newspaper articles or anything that Jim Thorpe's medals have been reinstated as of Friday by the International Olympic Committee? Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. Well, there's another sad story. I mean, it seems like a great story when you look at it, because you say, well, they returned him. You know, they reinstated his status. Oh, okay. Well, who in 2022, if you went up to anybody under the age of 70, do they even know who Jim Thorpe is at this point? I know his daughter used to come back for events over in LaRue, but I'm sure she's long gone now. So is there anybody left who even knew Jim Thorpe? You know, he's been dead for almost a half century now. What is the point of this? I guess the history books will now read that he won the medals. But what about all the history books that have been written in the last 110 years? Are they going to go back and rewrite those, yank those all from the shelf? I don't understand this. Does anybody understand this? I mean, it shouldn't have taken that long. I mean, that's sad. And what is different now? Because they really don't say in this article why they are reinstating them. And what about the guy, Ferdinand Bie, B-I-E, who was named the winner in these two events because of Jim Thorpe being stripped of the gold medals? Now, what about his family? Very strange. See, people don't even call in. They don't even care about Jim Thorpe anymore. That's why I say, does this mean anything to anybody? And, you know, it doesn't even say in here why they reinstated them. I mean, they talk about him breaking the amateur rules. Now, what was the story? Does anybody know the Jim Thorpe story? I mean, there was a movie made of it, black and white movie. It's, you know, 80 years old now itself, the movie. But it was something he had played professional sports before the Olympics. Well, has that changed? I don't know. Does anybody have an opinion or understand any of this? It seems like the toilet paper story was more interesting than this one, which goes to show you how the news runs now. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have anything to say in regard to the Jim Thorpe story? I just think that's so unfortunate. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, a real good friend of mine and well-known all over Marion, Dick Obenauer, that's close relations, per se, to his wife's side of the family and his side of the family. And he's still around, and he's done a lot for Marion, and his boys painted the murals and stuff. So I imagine if work got to them, and Adam, he knows of them, that that would be a good conversation. They've been on the radio on your station before, as you know.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm saying is, I mean, isn't it sad that it took 110 years?
Well, whatever happened, but there are people, it's like there's people all over the United States, all over the world. This stuff happens, and you wouldn't have the first clue what they've done, but it's interesting to the Marionites of Marion that Jim Thorpe lived as close to Marion, and heck, he used to be such an athlete that he'd just take off and run from LaRue into Marion just to be exercising himself. That's what I hear. I don't know all the true facts, but I sure can tell you that you like to interview people. That Dick Obernauer would be a very good one to talk to. You all you have to do is ask him, or I talk to him about twice a week and stuff like that, where we've done a lot together. But and he's a classmate of Harding High School, so yeah, there's a lot of people know the connection there.
Well, yeah, I think the connection has always been very strong.
I mean, that was the point I'm getting at. I haven't heard you say, hey, yeah, I'll try to get him on. That's how interesting it is. Is it interesting to you to have him on to talk about it?
Well, it is. I guess what is sad to me is that this was a big deal to Jim Thorpe himself.
Well, and you talk about that, yeah. We can't go back into those times. You know what back happened in the times, Jesse Owens, the Black, and the other people that's not Native Americans or whatever. All the people that in those days, they was just pushed aside, and they was never given the credit for the capability and everything that they've done. That's the way the world turned. But we're going to get that changed and have it come back. They're changing everything else. They're taking the statues down and putting other statues up and this and that and everything else. It's just one of them things. But I just talk about, I just thought I'd call in and just tell you something about that.
No, I'll definitely try to get in touch with Mr. Obernauer. I just, you know, I know how big a scandal this was. They even did a movie about it in its time. And there were songs about it. And Jim Thorpe, for the rest of his life, was very angry about it. His daughter, who used to come back to the Orang Bangs, who I think she's gone now, she never lived to see her father's name vindicated. And at this point, it is just kind of shirt-tail relatives who probably didn't know Jim at all, who are going to get any satisfaction from this. And then you've got all these history books that were written over the last 100 years. You can't just take them off the market. They're going to be there forever. And even the press on this was announced Friday. Has it been written up anywhere? Has it been talked about anywhere but here? It's sad.
Well, you know, the press just don't do that, you know, anymore. We talk about change and everybody wanting change and everything, and here it's come, but we didn't know how dynamic it was going to be against everything, and that's the way it is. Talking about the rainfall, I had there when it was beginning, I think you run about 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, I think, about in there, and then it was some rain there during the fair or something. I don't know, Scott. I don't care that much about it, but I had in the rain gauge there, I had a half inch, and then I dumped that out the other day, and then we had this rain for a couple of days, and now I had an inch. So we've had about an inch and a half, and that was very, very, very needed rain for the farmers here. I seen a car. I wish I had a camera that could show it, and they do that, have cameras showing how something grows. That corn and the beans and stuff must have popped up a foot each day, you know what I mean?
Oh,
that,
yeah.
Boy, was in bad need of rain when you could drop a wristwatch off your arm and it can go down through a half-inch crack. We needed the rain, but another point I was going to get to is your old buddy, Jim Ganahl. Now, he's my favorite. The rest of them are my favorites, too, don't get me. But I like him the way he goes into detail. And he'll go into detail, and he said, hey, folks, he said, you know, the other day, he isn't in all the time. I can't pin him down. I tune it in to get him because I like to hear him give the reports, and then he gives a little added shot to the end. He said, you know, starting July 15th to August 15th, and we've all heard it and don't know really nothing about, they call it dog days. And he said, look out, people. that dog days can be temperatures in the 90 for one. here I am getting ahead of myself on the months. July to August might be a real scorcher and no rain at all. So maybe this might be a part of the rain and moisture we got on the ground that might pull us through. I don't know.
We are getting into those lazy, hazy dog days of summer. For being the 18th of July, I know it rained a lot during the fair, which was the first week of July, and then we had last week was really the first week after the fair, and it just seems like it has rained so much in this month that June was a better temperature month than July, which is very odd.
Yeah, a lot of things are odd. If you had the stats on that to produce them right in front of you and go over it ever since you was born and back when I was born, why, 40 years, when you was born and 80 years when I was born, well, it'd be an interesting stats of just a book, like an almanac, if you just had a book of the stats of the rainfall and the heat and the temperature changes and stuff, and then they go into the global warming trend, and my God, how could you ever keep track of it? You would have to go to school again, wouldn't we, Scott?
We would. We'd have to learn all over again.
Well, we were learning pretty good on your show, so here it is, a rainy day, and I get a call into you and jab you a little bit, but you're going to hang in there until you can't. We've got the warning, so I think everything's going to turn out right, and I know yourself, the kind of person you are that I know of you in the radio business, you're going to continue to excel in anything you do in that radio business. I'm sure of that.
Well, I appreciate that.
And as far as the toilet paper thing goes, I think you ought to take a little tack and nail on your door on your bathroom. And then when these people come that talk about your toilet paper, take that little sign and put up there, sorry, restroom's out of order.
That's right.
They won't see if you was annoyed by it and have to change your toilet paper around. How's that sound?
That sounds good. That would be a much worse problem for them than how my toilet paper was hung.
And we talk about the, I don't talk about the city because people know me too well in the city. I've lived there, born in 41 on the same street, and I lived there, and we raised two boys 30 years after I was married, so I had some time in Marion, but there's a lot of jobs, lots and lots and lots of jobs, and some of these jobs that people desire to have in Marion and in council and law enforcement and this and that, it isn't no really, really truthfully in my book, and no, really nobody's business how much they make and how much they have to do. One thing about the jobs, if you want to be one, like a commissioner job, if you want to be one, well, run for it. And then if you think that they got a putt job and they don't, they make money and they can do whatever they want to do, well, give it a whirl and maybe you can do it. But just like the mayor, they got set times. They don't have to be in their office like we did in a sweatshop, you know. And if you wasn't there, well, you'd get reprimanded and then you'd get fired if you wasn't under a union or something like that. So I think these people that if they don't show up, if that's the way the rules and regulations go, why, what are you going to do about it? There is no rules and regulations to abide by. And so you have to look at the other side of the fence quite a bit of times. And if you don't look on the other side of the fence, opportunity knocks. And if you don't take it, why, you can't complain about it, could you?
Well, I think what's fascinating to me is that when we brought this statistic up last week, I think we brought it up on Friday, that nobody really seemed to know that the meetings were being so low attended by the city council people. And I think it's because people don't go to city council meetings, but it does seem to bother people that only 27% of the meetings this year have had full attendance. So I guess what is interesting to me is that when people, would you vote for somebody if you knew they weren't attending the meetings? And it seems like maybe people don't know that.
Well, maybe that's part of why the the people that get those jobs, they know that they don't have to do that if they don't want to. And the way things come up anymore now and then with all the other stuff, everybody wants to put it on COVID. They think that's over with. What do you think of the trend of it's coming back pretty severe again?
Well, that's an interesting thing as well, because, you know, when I was out yesterday, people certainly, I mean, however people feel about the mask thing, they certainly weren't wearing them, and people certainly are out in public, and I don't know.
That's the other thing I was going to say. When you were out, how many people you notice, and how close are you to everybody that they think it's over with? And we had nobody tell us, come on the national TV and say it's over with. Go do what you want to do. Maybe a little bit more if you've got some shots. Maybe that was the thing. But we had people know very close that got COVID just in the last couple of weeks. So, you know, it's out there. But even if you're told what to do and when to do it, people don't heed it anymore. It's just like, you know, I got the bulletproof bullet and my vest to protect the bullet from entering in me, and I might just get stung a little on the outer skin from the penetration of the bullet coming in, but it didn't come into my inners.
Well, you know what's interesting? This conversation came up recently because I said to somebody, I said, you know, it's strange that the COVID numbers are coming back up in summer, because the 2 years we've had this, they've went down in the summer. And the person said to me, they're just over it. And I think that is the opinion that people have of it now, is that they just are tired of wearing the mask, they're tired of staying in, they're tired of doing these things, and I don't know if that's good or bad, but that seems to be the sentiment from people.
Well, I hate to be the one to say, hey, I'm tired of having COVID, it hurts and it bothered me and I almost died from it. Even though I've had all the shots and the boosters, I still go with that. And then have people, I've had some close people I know, they said, hey, and they use some, what in the name of God are you wearing that mask for? And I said, hey, I don't want to argue with you. I don't want to hear no more about it. That's your prerogative, just mine, wear what I want to do. And I said, don't put it up with me. I stand right up for what I believe in, and I'm not afraid to talk back. But here it is, a week later, here it is all over the TV and everything else. And I'm telling you that it's up to you if you want to do that, yeah. But, well, I don't know how long you can be a carrier of it and don't know it either. But there's a lot of things we don't know. But I still wear my mask, and people look at me and they look at me. I even wear it going to and from the area where I go. But because invariably somebody says, hey, they stop and talk to you, and they don't have a mask, you know, so I got mine on so I don't have to embarrass somebody. What are you putting that on for? You think I got sick or something, or I got COVID? Scott, I'll let you go, buddy. You hang in there now.
Hey, thank you.
And if you don't want to hear from me anymore, just wait for it rains, and that'll be the next time I
come. No, I always enjoy it.
I just joking with you, Scott. I love to hear you. You're a good man. I've always told you that. And Adam does a wonderful job on the weather, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think he does.
Well, he don't commit himself. It's going to and this and that, and might be 3/10 and 4/10 and 5/10. I love his weather. He gives me a broad vision of what I can do. But boy, the last couple of days, he hit it right on the head. I wasn't planning on that. I'll see you later, Scotty.
See you. Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. 740-751-4038. 37 minutes past the hour. Now, the other interesting story. Now, this is, I don't know if we would call this a goofy story, because I guess there is some serious overtone to it. But let's just call it an interesting story. To say the least. Now, here's the story, is that a consumer is, let me get the article up here, a consumer is suing candy maker Mars, alleging Skittles contains a known toxin that makes the rainbow candies unfit for human consumption. In a lawsuit seeking class action status filed in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California on Thursday, attorneys for San Leonardo resident Janiel Thames said that Skittles were unsafe for consumers because they contain heightened levels of titanium dioxide. Mars Incorporated uses titanium dioxide to produce Skittles' well-known array of artificial colors. In 2016, the candy maker publicly shared its intention to remove titanium dioxide from its products in the coming years. The Thursday complaint noted, but titanium dioxide is still used in Skittles today. So, there you go. In a statement sent by Mars recently and several other news outlets, the company said, while we do not comment on pending litigation, our use of titanium dioxide complies with FDA regulations. So, there you go. Apparently, somebody out in California does not feel that Skittles are safe for you. Now, has anybody heard that story? We'll put that right there with the Jim Thorpe story. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. We would love to hear from you. I don't know. You know, I couldn't tell you the last time I had a Skittle. But I'm sure that's not good press for them, for this to go on. Now, I guess yesterday was National Ice Cream Day. Did anybody know that? Yesterday was National Ice Cream Day. Did you go out and have ice cream on that dreary, dreary day? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey.
All day you talked about the council members going up to 27%.
Yes.
You know, they make pretty good money doing that. You know, and I understand that, but they should be paid. If you don't send the meeting, you don't get paid. You can run that office, but, you know, if you go two times a month, and this is July, and you've had 15 meetings, say, okay, it's about right to do for course. But for the money they make about $700 a month. That's pretty good money, ain't it?
Well, not bad for, not bad.
I'm not saying they don't do some research and some things. I'm not saying that. But I'd just like to know how many hours do you put in, and again, if you don't attend a meeting, you ain't put nothing in because you didn't attend.
Well,
it's a good part-time job to have a check coming every month, say $700. I don't know exactly, but I know in that area from $600 to $800 a month.
Well, you know, it's interesting to me because, you know, if you miss school or you miss work, a lot of times you'll have to have a doctor's excuse or an excuse from a family member who's died, funeral home, or you have to have a reason as to why you were not there. And I wonder, I don't think there's any real process with city council to where you have to tell people why you're not coming.
No. And, you know, I work at the shops, and if you didn't show up, you didn't get paid. Very simple. You got paid for the hours that you put in. In the store.
Well, and I think it's also interesting that there's really no way for us to know this except if the media reports it, because the meetings are not attended very well.
Right. And if you work at a shop and you show up 27% of the time, you're not going to be there long. They're going to get rid of you.
That's right. I think
because
that would...
They have to have people to run lines, to run things, to make things work, you know. And that's... But they make pretty good money for what they do. And, you know, I would say this. It's good for young people to run if they really get into this government and really do a good job. And if you're really honest, how many honest people do you really know? I know a lot of people in government in this town, and judges and lawyers, they're not honest at all. It's a good old boy thing, you know. I'll take care of this. Don't worry about that. I can take care of this.
Well, yeah. Anyway. Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
Okay, Scott. Thank you.
All right. The phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038, 42 minutes past the hour. Now, the conversation this hour has pretty well revolved around the statistic that we learned last week from City Hall that of the 15 meetings this year, as of July 14th, of City Council, that only 27% have had every voting member present, which is four. Four of the 15 regular and special meetings have had everybody present, 27%, which is seemingly not making people very happy to hear that statistic. Do you have anything to say about it? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Anything to say about that? Anything to say about the Skittles company? The Mars company that owns them being sued for having a chemical in their Skittles that apparently makes the color what it is? Or the fact that 110 years after Jim Thorpe won his Olympic medals, they're being reinstated? 109 years after they were stripped away from him? See, I don't know what that does to history. You know, is the story that it took a century to get that fixed? I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, this is Ryan. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. I'm calling from up at Putin Bay. I got you on the TuneIn app on my phone, so I was calling from the lights.
Oh, perfect, perfect. How you doing up there?
Oh, it was rainy last night, but now we got sunshine, and I'm watching the waves eating breakfast on the balcony.
Hey, that's not bad. You know, it was a rough weekend to go up there with all this rain.
Oh, I know. Well, we just got here last night. I'll be up here all week, so I'll be listening to you.
Hey, well, I appreciate it. Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, I just wanted to let Lee know it's easy. You know, download that app and
yeah,
right on.
Yeah, and absolutely free.
Yeah, and absolutely free. That's right. All right, Scott.
Thank you, Ryan. Have good fun. Bye-bye.
All week.
Now, see, there you go. Now, that, and I think that's the main thing that most of our listeners will do, is it's very easy to get the TuneIn app, and it's just like listening on the radio. There's no different. You can call in. And now, see, that's an interesting thing, because Ryan, who listens, I think, most days here in Marion, is in Put-in Bay. Now, he could never get our signal over the radio at Put-in Bay, but he can listen clear as a bell through that TuneIn app. That TuneIn app is very, very important. Like I say, you can go to any app store on your phone, your tablet, anywhere, and download, just search TuneIn, T-U-N-E space I-N. Download the app. It's totally free, and you can listen on any mobile device, tablet, cell phone, television, dot, Alexa, whatever you have, computer, if you still have a computer around. And there's always the website, too. You can always go to the website and listen live, wwgh1071.com. So if at some point we are no longer over the air, we will still be doing this every morning and taking calls and giving away things. And I hope everybody, you know, it would be a good thing now just to get ready to download the free TuneIn app. And that way you have it. Should the signal go away. So I hope everybody does do that. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind out there. A lot of interesting stories this morning. The story about is there a proper way to hang your toilet paper, which apparently is a hot story. The story about city council members only attending meetings 27% of the time. That's gotten under people's skin, got their dander up this morning. The Charter City special meeting that's supposed to happen tonight. Jim Thorpe getting back his gold medals after 110 years. And Skittles having some kind of chemical in them that apparently is not very good. Getting sued for it. 740-751-4038. The Jim Thorpe story is just sad to me, though. You know, I know the family members that are still alive, the shirt tail relations, will probably be happy with this. But again, Jim Thorpe never lived to see it. I don't think his kids ever lived to see it. And when this comes out, does anybody even remember who Jim Thorpe was? You know, he was a big superstar at a point in his life. Movies made, all kinds of stuff. And that stripping of his medals was a big deal. And you know what's strange about this whole story? And I'm looking over this story. It doesn't say why they reinstated him. Now, we all took them. We all know they were taken because they thought he had violated the amateurism rule, because I think he'd played some pro ball. But I don't know if they've just decided that that doesn't matter now. I don't know. There's not really a reason given by the Olympic Committee as to why they're reinstating them. Has anybody heard anything about this? Apparently it all happened on Friday. Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. 71 degrees and cloudy skies. Hey, Ryan's up there in Put-in Bay. I love that area. That is a great, great area, Put-in Bay. You know, it's fun to go up there and rent a golf cart, go around the island. See, you know, one of my favorite places to go up there is the boardwalk. Now, the food is good at the boardwalk, but what I love about the boardwalk is the view. That it is right there on the ocean. I could sit there for hours and just drink diet sodas or whatever kind of drink there is and just watch the water and people out on their boats. That is such a great place. And you know, there is also a lot of little shops around there that are fascinating. A lot of stuff to do. Put-in Bay is a fun, fun place. And certainly not a bad place for anybody to go. We got about 10 minutes left in the program, so if you've been thinking about saying something this morning, give us a buzz. We have not heard back a review yet in regard to our Will Rogers Follies. We sent Judy Cressup, Judy Smith, Sarah, and Trish all to the Will Rogers Follies yesterday at 2 p.m. at the Marion Palace Theater. And I was interested to know how that all went yesterday. I'm seeing good reviews about it online, but I don't know how it went. I don't know how it was attended. Was it a good show? We wanted a first-hand review from one of our four people, or maybe a few of the four people who we sent to that show last Friday. Give us a buzz here, 740-751-4038. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Well, good morning.
Why? I was waiting on the review.
Well, I put it off because, I don't want to seem ungrateful, but it just wasn't my cup of tea.
Wasn't your cup of tea, really?
No, I can appreciate all the costume changes. And, I mean, it was neat seeing a live performance, and it gave me something to do to get out of the house. But I think it's me. I don't think musicals are my thing.
So, but you thought how was the show itself?
Oh, I clapped. I mean, it was good as far as, like, I can appreciate, like, their talent. The singing was good. I mean, it was really impressive how quickly they had to change costumes. And they had, like, the six staircase that they, like, danced and went up and down and were dancing and singing. I would have tripped just walking and singing. They were, like, dancing all around on it. That was neat.
Now, how was...
As far as musicals in general, I get soft, so I'm a musical person.
Now, how was the attendance?
I was always raised that if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
No, that's okay. How was the attendance?
It was pretty good. I'd say at least half, maybe not quite three quarters, but at least half of the seats are taken up, it looks like.
Now, were the two Judys and Trish there with you?
I don't know Trish, and I didn't see Judy press up, and I went with Judy Smith and took him with.
Oh, good, good. Well, I'm glad everything was a good time. Now, do you have the TuneIn app downloaded?
Yep.
All right, so you're ready to go.
Yeah, and there's no right way to hang your toilet paper. Just be thankful you got some with $5.
That's right. With no toilet paper is the only wrong way to go.
You're right.
Hey, thanks, Sarah.
Toodles.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. I heard somebody buzzing in there. Remember, if the line just rings, it just means we're on the line with somebody else, so give us a call back 52 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. Do want to let everybody know, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp, 10:10 until 11 a.m., and Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5. Go ahead, caller.
It's me. I really enjoyed the show.
Good. So it was an entertaining show for you.
Yeah, it was very good. My granddaughter used to be in musicals when she was in school and stuff, and I always enjoyed going to the Christmas at the Palace and all of that stuff. But yes, it was very good. And that young man that played Will Rogers was fantastic.
Now, they had a good crowd there yesterday?
Oh, even though, even in spite of the rain, I couldn't believe it was, it was packed.
Well, I'm glad to hear,
And the seats were right down front. That was really good seats.
Oh, so you had some good seats.
Yeah, really good seats, yes.
Well, I'm glad to hear you had a good time.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you very much for giving those away.
Oh, no problem. We'll try to keep up with that idea. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, see, and again, I guess that's just different strokes for different folks when it comes to what they like and what they don't like. You know, some people do like musicals, some people don't, but I'm glad it was well attended. Maybe it was because of the rain that people decided to do something inside yesterday. All right, we still got the phone lines open for another 5 minutes here, coming up on 55 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I'm glad to hear that Sarah's got TuneIn downloaded and Ryan's got TuneIn downloaded, and I know that a lot of our other listeners do. So just, go to your app store on whatever you have. Tablet, cell phone, laptop, computer, smart television, Alexa, Dot, whatever it is. Download the TuneIn app, which is absolutely free, and search WWGH. And there will be, just like we're coming out of your radio, no different, taking phone calls, still doing the live shows. Adam, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp, 10:15 to 11 a.m. this morning. And Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 until 5 p.m. today. Getting close to your last chance to call in. We'd love to hear from you. 740-751-4038. 71 degrees and cloudy skies here in Marion on this Monday. But that's no change than where we've been. It's been cloudy and dreary for the last 3 days. Hopefully, by the time the sun goes down tonight, maybe there'll actually be some sun to see go down. Because I'll tell you, it affects your attitude, too. It's just dreary. All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
You're talking about the TuneIn app. Are you going to go off I'm listening on the radio right now.
Well, we had a meeting last week. We haven't really decided 100%. I just want people to know that if that should happen, that we're not going to stop being on the air.
Okay. So when that happens, then I can't listen here on my radio.
Yeah, you would just go to TuneIn at the same time, and the same show would be there.
Okay, but you haven't made a decision yet.
Not really. I mean, we had a meeting and discussed, all the things, weighed the pros and cons. So it hasn't been totally made yet, but I just want people to know how easy it is to get the TuneIn app, that it is free, and that, you certainly don't have to stop listening.
Okay, then.
Thank you. Yeah, no final decision has been made in that particular matter. Just kind of preparing and maybe trying it out to see if you like it. Because if you have any kind of phone, you can listen on the App Store. In the App Store, just download TuneIn. 740-751-4038. And you can listen in your car, with all the Bluetooth and technology now with cord, you can listen anywhere in the world. That's why I like that Ryan called us from Put-in Bay. A few weeks ago, Pat Henry called us from West Virginia during his anniversary. You know, it's a very easy thing to do. And I know a lot of what they call the snowbirds, people from Marion who go to Florida during the winter, that's how they listen to us. They don't listen over the air. So just the idea that we obviously still will be around should the radio go away. All right, let's take the call. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I like the show.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. How? What'd you like best about the show?
Everything.
Everything? Now, did you get any popcorn or candy bars or sodas?
Popcorn.
How was the popcorn?
Good.
Now, how old are you?
Nine.
And you really liked the show. So, was your favorite part the dancing, the singing?
The singing.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time. Do you like listening to the radio?
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling, and I'm glad you had a good time. Bye-bye. All right, now, who says we don't have a young audience? Under 10 years old. I'm glad she enjoyed the show. You know, I think everybody should be exposed to things like that. Local theater, music. You never know what it's going to inspire in somebody to do later on in their life. You never know. Our listener there, our friend, might become a musical star, a singer, a performer, an actor. You never know what's going to spark something, spark an interest in somebody's mind. And I'm glad we could help by giving the good tickets. All right. We're going to wrap it up here today. Only 30 seconds left in the program. Mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp coming up momentarily here on the station. And then Voice of the People with Linda Sims at 4:10 today. Don't you dare tune away. Download the TuneIn app. It's always good to have, even if you are out of the area, for that reason alone. All right, for this Monday, dreary, dreary Monday, Scott Spears heading for the dugout. This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention.
Good morning, we're on the air.
Hey, Charlie, it's Scott.
Scott? Oh, wow. Okay, we've been wanting to hear from you, Scott.
Well, I tell you, this morning I did something different. Yesterday we were outside with the protesters, so today I made sure we got here a little earlier, got through the checkpoints, and I am actually calling you from Cleveland, Ohio, Republican National Convention, inside. I am sitting right now inside the Quicken Loans Arena looking at the Oregon delegation from the rafters.
No kidding, you're among the seats.
I am in the seats right now. I can see Oregon and Indiana and New Hampshire. I am in the arena.
Wow. Say, Scott, were you there last night for Cruz?
I was, and let me tell you, one of the discussions yesterday certainly was on the division feeling here at the Republican National Convention, and if the boos you heard on television was something last night, you should have heard the boos in this arena.
No kidding.
To Republican candidate for president, Donald Trump.
We welcome to these microphones.